This is Senator Al Simpson. In a blatant and ugly case of racism in reverse, Actors' Equity has attacked the right of free speech of a British playwright. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the British hit Miss Saigon was almost kept from coming to Broadway because its producer wouldn't bow to the Actors' Union demand that the role of a Eurasian character be played by one of Asian descent. The union said that letting the British actor play the role of one half French and half Vietnamese would be a racial slur against America's Asian community. What's next, Ted? Blacks now be denied freedom to perform Shakespeare, like Morgan Freeman now in Central Park? Japanese be told they can't produce Arthur Miller's Death of a Salesman if the roles aren't played by Americans? You've been boiling along on high heat now for months about your civil rights legislation that's based on absurd quotas. Tell us, Ted, that this stupid reverse racism against Miss Saigon isn't just exactly where your liberal bias will lead this country.
Al, that's hogwash. The Civil Rights Act isn't based on quotas, and even Archie Bunker Simpson knows it. You're fronting for businesses scheming to sink the bill because they don't like government telling them to stop discriminating against women and minorities. Why do I feel strongly about this issue? Because for decades, Boston and other cities were plagued by signs that said, N-I-N-A, no Irish need apply. Across America today, from the highest executive suites to the lowest menial jobs, there are signs that say, no women need apply, no blacks need apply, no Hispanics need apply. If we want to make America, America, it's time those signs came down. But ending discrimination against some groups, Al, is not a license to start discriminating against other groups. Actors' Equity in New York was wrong to ban a British actor from playing a Eurasian role in Miss Saigon, and they were right to change their mind. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next with a Labor Day message. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.